I used the painting, and then of course we had all the dimensions.
Yeah, it's about there. Right.
Right, yeah, so we had all that, so.
Yeah.
So this is to scale.
But, you know, it is to scale.
And did you do a scale drawing of it before you built it?
No, I built a model, a full size, I mean, same size.
Same size as this.
Out of the poster board. So he and the rest of the committee looked at the poster board model and said, okay, that looks like what it might have looked like. So we didn't have much to go on.
So this is the one and only model like this that you've built. That's interesting.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but they did pay, it was about $500 worth of material.
Was it? Okay. And I saw in the article, how many hours did you?
So about 600.
600, wow.
Yeah.
The basic structure of the house is, first of all, it was 9-ply plywood, about 3/16 of an inch thick, made out of spruce, or birch, rather.
Okay.
It was really fantastic stuff you get at a high-end art model shop.
Okay.
And then it's covered with Bondo.
Bondo, really?
Yeah.
You know Bondo?
Oh, yeah, for car repairs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm used to with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So that is the basic construction.
Oh.
The
roof?
The roof is 3-ply plywood. About 6... Oh, God, it's got to be about 16,000ths of an inch thick.
Wow.
And you buy it in a sheet.
Oh.
And I just sliced it up on a paper cutter.
Yeah,
wow.
And then put in the lines.
Oh, to make it look like shingles.
To make it look like shingles.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Good.
And the railings,
mm-hmm.
they're...
the posts?
Yeah, the posts are whatever, maybe an eighth of an inch or less. That's square brass tubing. There isn't anything in there that's not handmade.
Yeah.
No, what,
all the shapes and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
What were some of the challenges you had?
Well, several. One was for me to figure out how to make a model.
Because you had never done it.
I'd never done it.
You went back to IT and took your place.
And the biggest challenge structurally was how this roof fit in.
Okay.
Yeah, because there wasn't anything in the picture.
No, there was only front, not the back.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that was kind of tricky to figure out. Yeah, right.
It's really
model.
Yeah, because then you can check with others.
Common could look at it and say, okay, that's
okay,
as good as we can get. And these windows are just printed on clear plastic. So it was a fun project. But structurally,
it was just one.
And my wife supported me.
She gave me the time.
The rest was all basswood. I mean, the columns and the posts,
mm-hmm.
chimneys are basswood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Which is a good wood to use because it has no grain to it.
Oh,
so
smooth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not likely to split. Basswood, that's from carving birds.
Oh.
Because that's what you use for that, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This artistic talent that you have for both the sculptures as well as for this.
Always been, built my first boat when I was 13.
Okay.
So I've done a lot of boat building.
A lot of handwork. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Small catamarans type stuff.
Yeah.
But I've always built things. Well, it seems to be standing up pretty well. That pleases me.
Oh, yeah.
Did you build the stand for it also?
No, Jack Brown was in charge of building that.
He was, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think he did it, though.
He had somebody do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what else should we know about this if we're going to be telling visitors?
Mm-hmm. Well, take it a grain of salt.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because, you see, from that picture, had no idea whether the door was on the back. So I didn't add them because I didn't see them. They might have dormers on the back, which probably they were there, but we didn't feel that we should add them.
Okay. Oh, so there's some things in the picture that you can correct because of seeing the ruins.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Thank you so much.
Bill, that was real nice. Good luck with your enterprise, Joe.
Yeah, thanks.